children left their homes and joined one another in the street. Isn't it great not having any parents anymore? No more orders, no more bans. The fences are down, the perimeter is breached. We can do what we want. Freedom. These were all words the little girl heard as they yawned towards school, feet with a life of their own. Only forward, no movement to the left or to the right, their heads pointing the way, no deviation from the track. At the end of the street was the school. The last time the children were there, it was in a state of disrepair. Shutters hung like scorned hookers waiting for their johns. Windows black with shame. The holes in the roof made the structure whistle. And the sign was peppered with buckshot blasts from the older kids. Drag racing and high on the hooch. Sick, vain reeds climbed through its walls. Today was different. It glowed wholesome. It no longer resembled a salon of yore, or even a building from Earth, from that matter. It was what an alien had created in its dreams, and two vast elevated walkways stretched out over the trees as if it were ready to fly. A hole at the centre bled light, and the children walked towards it. There was urgency in this concrete beach. Cave people stood with spears jabbing at the screen. The explosion on the television draws you in. A mushroom cloud rises from the earth. When the dust and debris settles, a muddy track snakes towards a grey and drizzled vista. The trees are naked and their roots is clawed. The sheep are on their sides gasping for breath. Goldfish spilled from a fairground bag. The air is dank and the village on the hill is gone. At the end of the track, there's a single farmhouse. It's dilapidated but manages to continue functioning as a home of sorts. There's a rusty wheelbarrow by the front door. And some dried flowers at breaking point.